This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. If USDA hogs and pigs numbers are used as the best estimate of future supplies, then Purdue University Extension ag economist Chris Hurt says pork production will be up by about 7% in the second quarter, followed by an 8% surge in the summer quarter. The hogs for the last quarter will come from this spring's farrowings, when producers indicated a 2% increase. The number of pigs per litter this spring is expected to be about 5 to 6% higher. It would result in pork supplies in the last quarter of 2015 being higher by about 7 to 8%. Here's the important part of all those numbers from Chris Hurt.
So I think the bottom line is we probably are going to be in the 6 to 8% higher pork supplies as we go through the rest of the year, but maybe not up the 10% we've seen recently. Current futures derive price estimates for 2015 are for live hog prices to average about $51 per hundredweight. Now that's down from a record, unbelievable number of $76 back in 2014. My personal bias is to believe that hog prices will actually recover some and post average prices that are several dollars higher. That'd be around $53.
If Hurt's supply estimates are correct, then he projects the following price averages for the year: $48, $54, $58, and $51 by quarter, respectively. These will make profit margins tight for the hog producer.
With an average estimated hog price near $53 per live hundredweight for 2015, we currently estimate cost estimates around $52, given our current feed price expectations. If so, this would mean a small profit of about $2 a head for the entire year of 2015, and the best of those profits would be in the third quarter, with small losses in the first quarter already passed, as well as in the fourth quarter this year.
Hurt says these low expectations for positive returns should keep producers from making further expansion plans. That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this. The U.S. Energy Department forecasts the lowest summertime gasoline prices in 6 years, about $2.45 per gallon, with gasoline and diesel about a dollar per gallon less than last summer, and natural gas more than 60 cents cheaper per 1,000 cubic feet. American Farm Bureau senior economist Bob Young.
Good news for agriculture. You'd like your cost to be down when your output prices are down as well, and that just kind of helps things move along. They're looking at the gasoline prices to run this summer, you know, a full dollar a gallon lower than they were last year. They're looking for diesel prices to be down, maybe not quite a dollar, but almost a dollar from where we were last summer.
Natural gas prices are also down, but not enough yet to make a difference in fertilizer costs.
Those prices are certainly a lot more reasonable than they were a few years back. But I don't know that these kind of short-term fluctuations in natural gas prices are going to drive that much change in fertilizer costs. We're also facing a lot of competition on a global basis for those fertilizers as well.
While fertilizer plants that closed when natural gas prices soared a few years ago have not reopened. Electricity prices are also not expected to fall for now, and Young says new administration clean coal rules won't help.
The more you do to add to regulatory cost, the tougher it's going to be for these companies to produce electricity. It's just going to drive that much more of a shift toward natural gas as well. And when you think about what that does to us long term, whether it's domestic gas prices, natural gas prices, or international gas prices, as our domestic natural gas prices go up, you've got to think that that pulls global prices along with it to a certain extent.
And while U.S. agriculture today is much more efficient than even 10 or 15 years ago, Young says it is still a very energy-intensive industry. Nearly $2.8 million of the Soil and Water Conservation District funding for fall 2015 has been suspended by the Governor's Office of Management and Budget and Illinois Department of Agriculture. The suspension of funds accounts for 37.3% of the total $7.5 million appropriations districts receive for operations. If the suspension is not lifted, soil and water conservation districts around the state will be forced to dismantle their workforce. Only $4.7 million has been released to fund the operations of soil and water conservation districts so far this fiscal year. That constitutes about $33,900 to each of the 97 districts, plus health insurance premiums. districts still need $1.75 million total, or about $18,800 per district, to fund the districts through the remainder of this fiscal year. These funds are for salaries of the employees at the 97 districts. Soil and water districts are now operating with about 149 employees statewide, or about 30% fewer employees than just 8 years ago. Soil and water conservation districts were established during the Dust Bowl era to combat the soil erosion taking place. The district serves as a point of contact to landowners wishing to address resource concerns on their property and assists in delivering programs that prevent erosion from urban development of tillable soil that threaten our agricultural economy and the sustainability of our surface water. Each Soil and Water Conservation District office is responsible for bringing state and federal agency funding to both rural and urban citizens in Illinois. Districts return to the local economy an average of $23.57 for every $1 spent for their operation. Soil and Water Conservation District programs are capable of adding more than $400 million to the state's economy every year, but if they're forced to close due to a lack of funding, the valuable services they provide to the residents of Illinois will disappear completely. Hamilton's Hay Auction will be hosting its last sale of the season. Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's Hay Auction says he expects a modest-sized sale with two loads of 3x3s, round bales, and 1,000 to 1,500 small square bales already expected for tomorrow. If you have any questions about this final auction of the season, you can contact Mike Hamilton at 618-410-4293. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.